It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Over the past several weeks, Dr. Husing has been talking about how the policies of President Donald Trump might affect the Inland Empire's economy. In past segments, we've talked about trade and logistics, environmental regulation, healthcare changes, and immigration. You can hear past segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. Search for John Husing. This morning, we asked Dr. Husing to talk about how President Trump's policies and promises regarding bringing manufacturing jobs back to the country might affect the Inland Empire's economy, particularly given the president's apparent willingness to use tariffs to protect U.S. production and to put pressure on big corporations who were planning to move jobs offshore.
This is a really hard one to understand, as you indicate, for the Inland Empire specifically. Our manufacturing, unlike the rest of the state, has actually been growing between 2011 and 2016. So the rest of the state, there's been hardly any movement. We've had some here in the Inland Empire, frankly, because the facilities here are less expensive. The workforce is about paid the same, but we have a workforce that is very blue-collar in orientation. So in terms, to the extent that the barring of goods coming into the country or slowing it down reduces competition for U.S. companies, it would in fact help them because they have less imported goods that they're competing with within the U.S. So that would be one way to look at it. Another way to look at it, if I'm a consumer, it's going to raise the price of goods to me because so much of what I buy in terms of physical products are, in fact, imports today. I mean, it is very when I'm with an audience that's arguing that we should slow down logistics, one of the things I always laughingly ask is, please look at the labels in your clothing. Look at where the cell phones and the other equipment you're using of information, where it's coming from. And the fact is, most of it's imports. So that's an implication, is it would raise prices for consumers of the goods that will no longer be coming into the country. The fact that companies are being under scrutiny from the president as to how they're, whether they can or cannot move goods offshore, most economists would look at that as rather frightening for companies to be looking over their shoulder about at what point do they get on the list that the president is going to go after. He's, to date, made no bones about going in that direction. I don't know how that affects local companies here in the Inland Empire. Not very much, I suspect, because our companies are relatively small. And this is a big company type of implication, I suspect, to a large extent. Those are sort of the way I look at that particular issue affecting. It could increase U.S. exports to the extent that American companies are able to make things and sell them, provided we're not in trade wars where barriers are put up to me being able to do that. So right at the moment, this one is a tough one to really look at the full implications. The most obvious one, I think, would be the lack of competition to U.S. manufacturers and Inland Empire manufacturers. You have to remember, you've got things coming in from overseas that are used as inputs into making things by companies located here. The biggest example I can think, for instance, is California Steel, major steel company. They buy blocks of steel from overseas, which are then melted and rolled into their products. And you know, it would be an increase in cost to them if, in fact, they could not get those inputs coming in. But it's not just California Steel. It is all kinds of companies would be faced with that kind of dilemma where, okay, I need these parts. Can I get them, and can I get them at the kind of prices that I'm used to having?
You know, in previous segments, you talked about how other aspects of Trump policies would affect other aspects of the Inland Empire economy, and not all of them positive. How Trump's trade policies could affect logistics here, how environmental regulation could affect air quality, how immigration could affect the labor force. But couldn't Trump's policies and direction in those areas help manufacturing in California?
It might. The trouble is California has spent so much time shooting itself in the foot with regards to environmental regulation and basically making the state a place that manufacturers who aren't here absolutely refuse to come. And you don't find, I find virtually no manufacturers interested in entering the state. But that's got nothing to do with the federal government. That's really state policy.
Next week, how Donald Trump's promises to rebuild infrastructure in the U.S. might affect the Inland Empire's infrastructure needs and the IE economy. John Husing is chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning feature on 91.9 KVCR. You can hear his segments anytime by searching for John Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org.